getting ready to send those overseas to some of our local folks that are deployed overseas for the holiday season. So if you've got items that you want to send overseas to our deployed local troops, you've just got a few days to get to those to Emporia Main Street. We want to say thank you to the City of Emporia and the Trussler Foundation and Clumpy Blacksmithing for all of the holiday decorations that are downtown. That was a monumental feat, getting all of those different decorations refurbished in time for Christmas.
I was going to ask you, excuse me just a second, that is a new look downtown with those lights on the poles, is it not?
It is. They're refurbished versions of the older versions of the ornaments, which saved us a lot of money, but those had gotten beaten up over the years, and last year there was a big windstorm and some other weather that kind of finished those off. But Philip came out of retirement for us, and he was Philip Clumpy and his crew were the ones that originally built those. So locally made from Olpe, Kansas, and those were redone in time for Christmas. So we appreciate that.
They look good. They really do. Looks good downtown. Big weekend, Casey. Big Saturday.
Yeah, we have Small Business Saturday with the Elf Hunt this Saturday. There are passports at all the participating locations that you can check out online at EmporiaMainStreet.com. There are 29 locations. You can drop off your completed passports at Imaginarium or Emporia Main Street for a whole bunch of different prizes that we'll draw for this next week. We have horse-drawn carriage rides that are coming up December 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. They run from 5 till 8 p.m. is our last carriage ride. A new group that's doing that for us this year out of Linden, Kansas, so we're excited for that. And we're allowing for online registrations starting November 28th that you can register for online at EmporiaMainStreet.com.
May I encourage folks to take advantage of that, too?
Yes. Yeah. It'll be great to pre-book because, you know, we don't know what will be available, and we want people to have the opportunity to ride the carriage rides after a two-year hiatus. So make sure you go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and get that taken care of. We've got Moonlight Madness on December 8th, so late-night shopping. We've got all sorts of different businesses that are lined up for that. That's also the night of our Start Your Own Business class graduation, so we have a bunch of really cool business concepts that are in startup mode that will be part of that celebration at the Lyon County History Center. Quartermania will be December 15th at the station. Doors open at 5:30 and the bidding starts at 6 for that bingo meets an auction sort of activity. We've got all sorts of cool things at Main Street for the holiday season with gift certificates, the Newman Regional Health Hospital ornament, so the first iteration of that hospital named after G.W. Newman, downtown merchant. And then we've got Emporia shirts, playing cards that have all sorts of historical items on them. Gift certificates, of course, are the gift of shopping local, and we've got Emporia Main Street gift certificates for that. And there's a ton of other things that are going on at Emporia Main Street, but we're keeping busy this holiday season. We hope you and yours have a very nice Thanksgiving and have a lot to be thankful for this year. So thank you for your support for Emporia Main Street, and we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks for all you do down at
Thanks,
Emporia
Casey.
Main Street, Casey, really. And Soldier Care Package is, again, the deadline, what, November 30th, Casey?
Yes, okay. November 30th, and we've got all sorts of stuff to send overseas.
And if you'd like to make a monetary donation, that would be welcome because it does cost a little bit to get those packages sent, doesn't it?
You know, shipping to Jordan and Kuwait, not as cheap as you think.
It's more than a couple of stamps, right?
It is.
All right, Casey, thanks. Good job.
Thank you.
And Emporia Main Street Director Casey was, I'm glad he was on this morning to talk about the refurbished lights. I did not know they were refurbished, but it certainly was a different, new, nice look.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With those red lights downtown. Looks really, really good. So thanks. Money saving, and it looks great, too. You can't beat that.
Exactly.
That is a great combination right there. It is 650, 37 degrees on our way to 56 today, and we would like to bring in our good friend Tony Hines of Diligent Trailers here on a Wednesday morning. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I am thankful for all the Lord has given us today, Ron. How are you?
I'm well put, Tony. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Well, Tony, what is new at Diligent Trailers?
Well, Ron, we have a lot to talk about in a short time. You know, to start with, we're having a 2022 year-end black trailer sale event.
And a sale event it is, and it certainly fits in this time of the year, is the 2022 year-end black trailer sale, a Black Friday-only sale, Tony?
You know, it's already started, and folks can take advantage of this sale while supplies last. We are cleaning out the 2022 trailers to bring in the new 2023.
Indeed, great buys to be had. And Tony, what types of trailers are the sale trailers?
And we have several dump trailers, car haulers, utility, tilt deck, and equipment trailers of all sizes in both Doolittle and Load Trail brands.
Yeah, on sale now at Diligent Trailers. Well, that sounds like a good selection of trailers on sale to me, Tony. What else is new at Diligent Trailers?
You know, we are excited to announce that we are a new dealer for Bobcat grounds maintenance equipment.
Tony, did you say Bobcats?
Yes, that is correct. Bobcat grounds maintenance equipment and Bobcat parts and service as well.
Yeah, Bobcat is a great brand. Even better, it is available right now at Diligent Trailers right here in our area. Congratulations on that, Tony. And what products are included in the grounds maintenance package?
Well, the grounds maintenance equipment includes compact tractors in 21 to 58 horsepower, available in four frame sizes, utility vehicles in two and four-seater, Toolcat utility work machines, small articulated loaders, mini track loaders, zero-turn mowers in various sizes, residential and commercial, and a large assortment of attachments for all of this equipment.
That is certainly a wide variety of Bobcat equipment there, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have several compact tractors, attachments, and mowers in stock. And, hey, we've got more coming. You know, y'all come out and see us.
Indeed. I'll tell you what. There you go, new Bobcat grounds maintenance equipment dealer and a 2022 year-end black trailer sales event at Diligent Trailers, located at exit 135 off I-35, just 2 miles east of Emporia. Tony, this is great news. We should talk more often, my friend.
I agree. We certainly will have. We have more to tell, that's for sure. And hey, can we still do that KVOE thing?
Yes, we can, Tony. You ready?
Yep.
KVOE, we are live.
And local.
Tony, have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Ron. Thank you.
All right, Tony Hines, Diligent Trailers again, located at exit 135 off I-35, just 2 miles east of Emporia. New Bobcat dealer out there, Chuck. That's big news. Out there.
Yeah, that's really huge news. I mean, seriously, to get a brand of that level here locally, yeah. You know, those are heavily used across the KVOE listening area, regardless of the season. So good to have that brand here. You can get it here.
And, boy, what an event last night at the David Trailer Zoo. Thumbs up to all.
Yep.
Taking Trahoon down there broadcasting live for KVOE. And we encourage you to get on KVOE's Facebook page, as Tegan has a video of the light turning awning moment.
The switch flipping, yes.
And, you know, they were located on Zoo Road, so it was really dark when the switch was flipped.
The countdown started.
Which really made it a bold entrance into the lighting season.
Made it pop, huh?
Yeah, I got really pop.
I'll definitely have to see that.
Nicely done. KVOE Live and Local 654, 37 degrees. Stay tuned. Greg Ray's in with sports next.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're getting a head start on...